Birds of the Blackstone River Valley. Life among the reed beds. Wetlands provide a variety of food sources, including fish, frogs, and insects. Taller plants along the edges, such as cattails, rushes, and sedges, stabilize the shoreline from erosion and provide shelter and nesting places for birds, such as the red-winged blackbird. Shrubs and young trees attract yellow warblers and willow flycatchers, while tree swallows may be seen zipping through the air in search of flying insects. Depending on the time of year, you can find the following birds in Blackstone Gateway Park. Belted Kingfisher, Megacereal alcyon. The belted kingfisher is often noticed by its wild rattling call as it flies over rivers or lakes. It may be seen perched up high or hovering on rapidly beating wings, then plunging headfirst into the water to grab a fish. Yellow warbler, Cetaphaga petechia. The bright, sweet song of the yellow warbler is a familiar sound in streamside willows and woodland edges. This is one of the most widely distributed warblers, nesting from the Arctic Circle to Mexico, with closely related forms along tropical coastlines. Mallard duck, Anas platyrhynchos. Abundant over most of the northern hemisphere, the mallard is the most familiar wild duck to many people, and the ancestor to most strains of domesticated ducks. In many places, this species has managed to domesticate itself, relying on handouts in city parks. Red-winged blackbird, Agelaus phoeniceus. Among our most familiar birds, redwings seem to sing their nasal songs in every marsh and wet field from coast to coast. They are notably bold, and several will often attack a larger bird, such as a hawk or a crow, that flies over their nesting area. The red shoulder patches of the male, hidden under body feathers much of the time, are brilliantly displayed when he is singing. Tree swallow, Tachycineta bicolor. The popularity of the bluebird has been a boon to the tree swallow, which nests in holes of exactly the same size and has taken advantage of bluebird houses over much of North America. In regions with no such ready supply of artificial nest sites, the swallows must compete with other cavity nesting birds, arriving early in spring to stake out territories. Unlike other swallows, tree swallows eat many berries, especially bayberries, allowing them to survive through wintry spells when other insect eaters might starve. Great blue heron, Ardea herodias. Widespread and familiar, the largest heron in North America. Often seen standing silently along inland rivers or lake shores or flying high overhead with slow wing beats, its head hunched back onto its shoulders. Highly adaptable, it thrives around all kinds of waters from subtropical mangrove swamps to desert rivers to the coastline of southern Alaska. With its variable diet, it is able to spend the winter farther north than most herons, even in areas where most waters freeze.